Just a moment, please. Yes, sir.
Come in, ma'am. Let me give you some of this stuff.
Yes, sir. Mr. President?
Yeah?
Mrs. MacArthur's on 90.
Ms. MacArthur?
Yes, indeed, Mr. President.
Well, I'm praying with you and grieving with you.
I know. Well, I'm glad to have this opportunity to thank you again for all that you've done and for your wonderful interest and thought of my general.
Well,
He's peaceful. That means a great deal.
I'm
sure you would agree with me that the general has been such a figure that if we have to lose him, it's better for him to go while he's still vivid and all. I feel that way, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And everybody's been wonderful to us here, and I, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate everything that's been done. And I think that if we lose him, this is where he would want to go from the Army.
Well.
Which was his first love, as you know.
You're very courageous, and please know that I wish there's something I could say or do, but I've tried to do everything I knew how.
You certainly have. You've been more than thoughtful, and the general knew about it, and the picture of you and the general will be the last picture, which is something that we shall always remember.
Please take a hug from me, and may it comfort you.
I know. Thank you again, and I appreciate it very much. And Arthur joins me in this, too, and everybody here, General Whitney and all of us. We appreciate deeply, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.